This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. RTD board members are set to choose the agency's new leader tonight. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
The board will pick between three finalists. Each has years of experience in public transit. And all three are women, Deborah Johnson, Adelie LeGrand, and Tina Quigley. That means RTD will hire its first female CEO ever. That new leader will be walking into a tough set of circumstances. Ridership and revenues have tumbled during the pandemic. And unless a federal bailout comes through, the agency will need to make even more budget cuts. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Wildfires burning across Colorado are taking a toll on air quality. As CPR Sam Brash reports, scientists say pollution from the smoke could increase the risks from COVID-19.
Colleen Reed studies the health effects of smoke at CU Boulder. She says studies have found links between exposure to wildfire smoke and respiratory illnesses, similar to COVID-19.
So the exposure to the smoke does not make someone more likely to get COVID. It could make them more likely to have a more severe case.
That's because smoke can irritate the lungs and make it harder to fight off an infection. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Updated numbers on Colorado's biggest wildfire show fire crews making some progress. New containment lines are secure around the Grizzly Creek fire near Glenwood Springs. On the Williams Fork fire near Fraser, fire managers are expecting some rain this week to help with the effort. Along the Front Range and around Denver, the weather is hot and hazy again today. This is CPR News.